I'm David Ginder from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Marilyn Cooley.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Detlef Glonert's Phrynesia.
Detlef Glonert was born in Hamburg in 1960, and he's been a composer in residence at the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra Amsterdam since 2011. For the 150th anniversary of the birth of the German composer Richard Strauss in June 2014, Glonert was commissioned by the Concertgebouw, along with three other orchestras, including the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, to write a piece for the Strauss sesquicentennial.
The result is Phrynesia, which can be translated as frenzy or frenetic. When Glonert received the commission, he says he thought first about what he gets from listening to Strauss, as opposed to how he, as a composer, analytically perceives Strauss's music. He chose Strauss's Heldenleben, A Hero's Life, as a model for his new piece.
Glonert's approach overall is quite unlike Richard Strauss's. For one thing, Heldenleben has a story or a program associated with it, and Glonert says quite plainly that he does not believe in that kind of overt storytelling in music. He wants to tell a story, yes, but in absolute musical terms. He prefers, as he calls it, allusions, not associations or quotes.
So these are suggestions of a story, as opposed to here's what's happening in this measure, here's what's happening in this measure, here's what's happening in this measure, and so on.
For example, he begins Phrynesia with the same orchestral gesture as he finds in Heldenleben, so he's opening the new piece by alluding to the old one.
And as far as storytelling goes, he used Strauss as what he called an artist object, telling the hero's story from our 21st century point of view. Glonert wrote, it is the anti-Heldenleben because the piece is against the traditional romantic view of grand heroism, which I think is no longer possible after historic events leading to 1945. Those are the composer's words.
It's easy to hear this as a gargantuan orchestra, but the composer points out that it's actually smaller than any Strauss orchestra, even the one in his last work, The Four Last Songs.
Glonert said in an interview with the Australian Broadcasting, and by the way, the Sydney Symphony is one of the commissioning orchestras for this piece, it's the same as any orchestra 200 years ago, with maybe more strings, a normal Tristan orchestra, composer's words.
It sounds bigger because his instrumentation is the opposite of Straussian. Strauss tends to double things a lot. Glonert splits the orchestra into many groups and then has them play together, creating what he calls huge, huge chamber music. It sounds enormous, but isn't. He says this is the development of instrumentation after World War II.
Phrynesia has a very quiet ending, about which Glonert says, it's an ironic comment on everything. It describes the distance from our point of view to that of Strauss's time. It's an echo from another time. Everything is gone, but the music is echoing itself.
I'm Marilyn Cooley from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's David Ginder.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Detlef Glonert's Phrynesia for Orchestra.